Where do you think things are heading in terms of transplant, given this exciting data that's coming out with these two biologic agents?
It's a great question, and I have patients all of the time who ask me, now that you've got all of these new drugs, why can't you just treat me with varying combinations of the drugs, and I can leave stem cell transplant either for much later in the course or maybe not do it at all? And we still don't have the answer to the question, can we replace transplant with our novel agents? We do know that patients are doing better, but there's two hypotheses here. One is that with our novel agents, the complete and overall response rates will start to match what we get with transplant, and we might be able to do without transplant. But the alternative is that maybe because patients will have much less myeloma because of better induction when they get the transplant, it will be that much more effective. And right now, we don't know the answer as to which of those is true, but I still recommend transplant to my patients because until we show that the chemotherapies do better than without transplant, I think we're obliged to do the transplant. The other benefit of the transplant is that oftentimes, especially if you're in a complete response or a very good partial response after transplant, you don't need to be on any additional maintenance therapy, and patients are always happiest when they're off of therapy altogether.